College dreams come true at the University of Central Arkansas, especially now with the UCA commitment. This new program provides a debt-free pathway for tuition and fees for Arkansas students whose families earn $100,000 or less a year. And that impacts everything. It's fewer barriers and endless opportunities. Welcome to Bear Country. Learn more about the UCA commitment at uca.edu.
Classic Hits 101.7, the voice of Mountain Home Bomber football.
Bombers punt team on the field. Brantley Phillips takes the kick. He's going to kick it down the right-hand side. Looks like it's going to roll out just shy of the 20-yard line.
Hallie Goodwin.
For the Bombers defense comes back on. Bob, I noticed during the break there, Bombers defense was over in the tent looking at something on the TV.
Yep.
You think they're probably making some adjustments here?
Oh, I'm sure they are. They've got to get this strategy tied down. Try to get them stopped.
Again, Greenwood leads 21-0 right now, and they have been explosive on offense, everything that they promised. They're at the line of scrimmage. Again, Archer in the gun. He takes a snap, rolls back, fires across the middle. This time he's going to catch number three,
Grant Carnes,
where Carnes is first forced out of bounds just over the 40. And that's what they do, Bob. They just sit back and try to pick you apart with little short passes, and then they'll integrate their run game a little bit, and it's hard to defend. Archer again back in the gun. Three receivers split out on the right-hand side. He takes a snap. Two steps before he flings it down the right-hand side, and he's got a man, but overthrows him. He overthrows number three, Grant Carnes. He's going to bring up second down for Greenwood. And you really hope the Bombers get a little pressure going here.
Right.
Speed up Archer's throwing. But those quick passes, it's hard for him to get to in time. Archer getting back in the gun. Sends a man in motion. Takes a snap. Going to hand off up the middle. Handoff is going to go again to number two, Braden Davis. Braden's going to get just over the first down marker before the Bombers are able to bring him down. And Greenwood quick to the line of scrimmage again. Three receivers split out right. Archer takes the snap. He's got time to throw. He throws up he threw a deep pass down the left-hand side. There's a play on the ball, and unfortunately we're going to call a pass interference on us. Talon Palmer did his best to make the defense there, but ended up knocking down the receiver in the shuffle. Waiting for the call. Yep. And they're marking it off. That's going to bring up a fresh set of downs here for Greenwood.
For all your surveying needs, Strider Consulting, engineering for the future.
Ball spotted at the 31-yard line, first and 10, Bulldogs.
Greenwood 31, Archer again back in the gun. He's going to take the snap. He's rolling out to the right-hand side. He's going to catch number three again, Grant Carnes. Grant's going to get another first down before he's forced out of bounds there. He's going to make it, looks like, just shy of the 15-yard line.
Baxter Real Estate Company, your local realtors, enjoy working hard to find you the perfect property. Baxter Real Estate Company is a proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers.
Archer again sends a man in motion. He's going to have to throw that one in the ground. He was hearing footsteps, it looks like. That was from... I believe that was Aiden Setzer putting a little pressure on there. Aiden getting the stop, getting the... making, forcing Archer for the quick
pass.
That's
right. He's put the pressure on him right there.
Archer had to throw that one in the dirt.
If we can keep some more pressure on him like that, maybe we can hold him back.
Second and 10 here for Greenwood with 10:50 left in the second quarter. Archer takes the snap. He's got a lot of pressure. He gets rid of it quick. He's going to complete the pass to number three there. Carnes is going to catch it and get to about like just over the
seven?
Yeah, about 7 yard line. Bringing up third and about 2 yards here for Greenwood. Quick snap. They're going to hand off around the right-hand side. And Braden Davis is going to go into the end zone again, folks. Bulldogs score. It's going to bring it 27-0. We're going to bring on the extra point team here.
Call the experts in auto, commercial, and residential glass. Clear Results Glass in Mountain Home.
Back to kick for Greenwood, 17, Zach Edwards. Ball's teed up, and it is good. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7. Streaming live on Bomber Sports Network.
When the time comes to consider home care for a loved one, let First Choice Home Care make it a simple and easy process for everyone. With trained PCAs and CNAs, we will treat your loved ones like our family. With 10 offices around the state of Arkansas and award-winning care, let us show you why First Choice Home Care is the best choice. Give us a call today, 870-222-0088, or visit us on the web at www.firstchoicehomecare.net. And as always, go Bombers.
Simmons Bank, nominated by Forbes magazine as a top U.S. bank, takes great pride in investing in our friends and neighbors. For more than 100 years, we've worked to make our customers' dreams come true, earning trust with convenient and reliable financial tools, checking and savings accounts, home and consumer loans, small business loans, and low-rate credit cards. Wherever you are on your financial journey, we're there with you every step of the way. Simmons Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
Mountain Home Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7 and streaming live at KTLO.com.
Brody Steinfeld back to kick. Kicks a long, deep kick down the on the left-hand side. Chenoweth's going to make it just over the 20-yard line before he's brought down by Greenwood.
Brought down by Bulldogs number 14, Paul Brixey.
And the Bombers looking to get some offense going here. It has been all Greenwood up to this point. And this is exactly what you expect. You know, I think we referenced them in the pregame as the Alabama of our conference and of this classification. And they
they are a number one conference team for a reason.
Yates in the gun, sends a man in motion. He's going to take the snap. He's going to roll out to the right-hand side. He's going to connect with Milburn. And, Milburn just rolled right off his fingers. Unfortunately, not able to haul it in there. And that's uncommon for Milburn. He usually tucks those in.
Right.
He's been a big
really pull and go.
He's a big weapon for us this season. You don't see that often. Bombers getting the call in. Three receivers split out right. Yates takes a snap. He's going to hand off to up the middle.
And on Bombers number 25, Chris Hubbard, brought down by Bulldogs.
Going to his favorite
Cash Archer.
Running back, I believe, Hubbard.
Third and 10.
Celebrating over 30 years of providing dealers with vehicle protection plans, a proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers ASC warranty.
It's going to bring up third and 10 for the Bombers with 9:52 left. Clock's ticking. Yates takes the snap. He completes a pass out of the right-hand side to number two, Carter Atkins. Atkins going to pick up about four.
About five yards. Fourth down and six.
And Bombers looking at the sideline. Looks like they're going to bring on the punt team.
Arvis Bank's ATM live teller at the branch in front of Walmart provides a convenient new way to bank from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8 to 5 on Saturday. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Number 11, L.J. Robbins.
Phillips back to do the punting duties again. Bombers getting all the personnel on the field.
Tell you what, that pink out student section is on their feet.
Ball's kicked a high out of bounds. Just
the punt sails out of bounds.
Right around the 40-yard line.
The 40-yard line where the Bulldogs will start first and 10.
And the Bulldogs offense has been impressive up to this point. Bob, what do you think the Bombers defense is going to have to do here to get things going?
They're going to have to get in there quick. I mean, they were trying to get in on Archer there. They were getting more pressure on him, and that's the thing. They're just going to have to apply that pressure and lock that line. I mean, they've got to push.
Archer getting back in the gun. He takes the ball. He's going to hand off just to the right-hand side. He's not going to get much before he's brought down.
That's a small start to go ahead and start slowing him back.
2 yards on the play.
It is. And he got to meet Robert Dover on that play. Robert doing a good job flushing down inside, making a tackle. Greenwood looking the sideline, trying to get a play in. Archer looking at his receiver. He's once again in the gun. Looks like he could be changing. Yep. He's looking the sideline, possibly to change the play. And it looks like, yep, they're going to let it run off or they're going to take a timeout. And we'll take it with them. You're listening to Bomber Football right here on Classic Hits 101.7.
Fresh off their summer lineup of convertible sports cars, for September, Saracen is giving away the king of luxury pickups, Toyota's new Tundra Capstone from Trotter Toyota. The Tundra Capstone is the ultimate in luxurious trucks, and it can be yours just for playing your favorite games at Saracen Casino Resort. Only 40 minutes from Little Rock, Saracen is Little Rock's closest place to play and win.
Saracen Casino Resort, Vegas, Arkansas style.
Gambling problem? Call 800-522-4700.
Here's Mary Beth Russell, Mountain Home High School principal.
So we have a lot of good going on right now at the high school. Think about it. If you're a teenager, you want to come to high school because we have all the things. That's the best part about being in high school is doing the things. Listen, if you can name it, we have a club that fits it. You know, I joke around about we're like New York. We're the high school that never sleeps. We have the mentoring program once a month. Our kids, they get to actually look and see experiences that no other high school in our area provides.
You're home for Mountain Home Bomber football. It's Classic Hits 101.7.
Coming out of the timeout, Greenwood, their own 42, takes a snap, fires it to the left-hand side. He's going to work his way back across the field. That's zero again, Isaiah Arrington. Arrington's going to make it, get the first down.
Proud supporters of Bomber football, Village Carpet is the premier provider of quality flooring and professional insulation in the Mountain Home area.
Bomber defense, Archer takes a snap, fires left-hand side for Barrett Miller. Oh, he wasn't able to bring him down. And number 11 is going to scramble, looks like just shy of the 40-yard line. It's going to be LJ again on the catch. And man, Miller almost slung him down for a loss there, but just couldn't quite hang on.
5 yards on the play, 2nd and 5.
I believe he's hard to tackle tonight. Archer again back in the gun, sends a man in motion to the right-hand side. He's going to take the snap. He's going to keep it around the right-hand side before he is met by number 12 for the Bombers there. That's going to be Dawson Dunlap. Dawson's going to sling him down to the turf. But not before he picks up the first down. And I mean, you kind of see why the Razorbacks recruited this guy. I mean, he's great with his feet. He kind of picks things apart on the passing game. He's a real deal, folks. Bombers again. Looking to get some pressure. Archer looking to the sideline for the play call. He's got it. It looks like. Archer takes a snap. It's going to hand off around the right-hand side. And that's going to be Braden Davis. Looks like the Bomber's going to knock him out of bounds. Shy of the first down.
7:29 on the clock, the second quarter. The community of Mountain Home continues to be committed to the Bombers, just as Centennial Bank is committed to their customers.
We got a flag on the play. The White House talking it over with officials. I imagine we'll see a hold here, but let's see what the White Hat has for us. It's going to be holding against Greenwood. It's going to remain first down for Greenwood. Oh. So they're going to call a personal foul on Mountain Home. That's going to offset. But we still have the holding, so we'll still get the yards there. So that's going to bring up first and it should be first and 20, but it looks like we're just a little shy there. And the fans are helping the officials.
Definitely call that.
All right, Archer back in the gun again, takes a snap. Looks like he's going to try to fire down the right-hand side and trying to make the one-hand grabs. Grant Carnes not able to haul it in.
For all your concrete limestone needs, give White River Materials a call today.
It's an interesting spot. I've never seen a 9-yard penalty.
No, that's a first for me, too.
That's all right. Archer getting back to the gun, sends a man in motion to the right-hand side. He's going to take the snap. He's going to roll back. He's going to fire. It's tipped. It was tipped, it looks like, there by number 50 for the Bombers.
Robert Dover on that.
That's what he said, but it looked like Eli maybe to me, Eli Jones, but we'll give it to one of them. But there is a flag on the play. Let's see what the call is.
Baxter Health, supporting Bomber Sports since 1963.
White Hat talking it over the sideline official. I didn't catch it there, Bob. Any idea?
I'm not for sure where they're pulling it from, honestly. I just seen the trash hit the field. The Ozarks team of Century 21 Lemack Realty is your Twin Lakes area real estate experts. Looking to buy or sell? Give the dedicated and knowledgeable team at the Ozarks team a call today.
And the sportsmanlike conduct against the Bulldogs. The Bulldogs are going to take a timeout. We're going to take it with them. You're listening to Bomber Sports right here on Classic Hits 21.7 and streaming live on Bomber Sports.
Brad, what are you doing?
I'm resizing all my boxes.
Why?
New math. Everyone's doing it. The Big 10 equals 12, the Big 12 equals 18, and the Pac-12 now equals 4. And I have Traeger, Samsung, Sony, and Sonos systems that fit in all kinds of boxes, so I'm resizing.
People don't care about your boxes, just the stuff that's in them.
Yeah, well, 10 out of 8 people like our big boxes better. Folks, come see all of our different size boxes next to Walmart, Mountain Home, or at BigBoxBrad.com.
Touchdown!
5 points.
The love of football defines fall weekends and, in many homes, our families. But it's a demanding sport that can cause injury. That's why UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is on sidelines and in locker rooms for high schools and colleges across the state, ready to care for athletes with clinics in Central and Northwest Arkansas. UAMS Health, official orthopedics and sports medicine provider for Razorback athletics and future Razorbacks all over Arkansas. Learn more at uams.health/team.
Mountain Home Bomber Football continues on Classic Hits 101.7.
And a huge third down here for the Bombers as they're facing, Greenwood's facing third and 34, or third and a country mile.
This would be a great time to go ahead and stop them.
Archer takes a snap. He's going to hand off around the right-hand side again to number two, and he's going to get across the 20 before he's brought down by the Bombers. Again, that's going to be Braden Davis on the run. He's just able to scramble and find a hole. And another flag. And this is going to be another holding on Greenwood.
FNBC, busy small business owners need support and guidance they can trust, especially in the SBA loan process. Turn to FNBC, your local SBA preferred lender. FNBC, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
So this should bring up
doubling the country mile here.
Right? This is going to be a long one. Greenwood to the line of scrimmage, takes a snap. Going to roll, catching a quick pass there. That's completed to number 11, L.J. Robbins, before he's brought down by number 5, Barrett Miller. It looks like he's going to make it to the 30-yard line. Bombers. Greenwood looking to go quick. It is fourth down, fourth and about four. Archer looking to the sideline for a play call. Looks like he might be changing the play. 6:25 left here in the second quarter. Archer gives a call to the signalman and his favorite target, Isaiah Arrington. He takes the snap. He's going to fire on the right-hand side. And it's going to be complete. I believe that's their big tight end.
85.
Number 85. That's going to be Evan Reed that's going to make the completion there. And pick up the first down. Archer quickly back to the line of scrimmage. In the gun, takes a snap. Hands up the middle. Number two, Braden Davis again on the carry.
Braden Davis. Brought down by Bombers number 39, Robert Dover.
And he's going to come up just shy of the first down. Second and one. Archer takes a snap, hands off this time to Davis again on around the left-hand side. Davis is going to pick up the first down before he's brought down.
First and goal.
And that's going to make it first and goal from 8-yard line. Archer takes a snap, runs out right, and it's picked off.
There it
it's
is.
Picked off. He's at the 30 before he trucks. Is that Milburn? Number 17, Anthony Milburn picks it off, makes it all the way back to the 40-yard line. What a play there for the Bombers, and the Bomber fans are loving it. I got a text message in the, you know, a lot of people are like, where's the excitement tonight?
Right.
We just need some stuff to get excited
right.
about.
And that'll do it right there.
Yes, it will. Yates talking to his receiver. Back in the gun. Receiver split out both sides. Yates takes the pass. He's it's a flip back. He's going to fire down the side. And he's got it. There he goes. There he goes. He's got the 10.
Touchdown.
With the bomb down the sideline. Yates connects.
There we go. That's the fire we need right there.
And the Bombers with some life. Making the score now 6-28. And the extra point, the Bombers on the field in the swinging gate. There now, back to the line. Kelso back to kick for the Bombers. Takes a snap. It's up. And it is good. Bombers on the scoreboard. Bombers 7, Greenwood 28. We'll be back after this. You're listening to Bomber Football right here on Classic Hits. 101.7.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, they pride themselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. They believe in building strong relationships, and they take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so they can provide the best service possible. They invite you to stop by into any of their convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southeast Missouri to meet their team of dedicated community bankers. You and FNBC. Better together. Member FDIC. Go Bombers!
For the past 150 years, Lyon College has been educating Arkansas students who make a difference in our communities. Lyon College alumni are your computer scientists, artists, and engineers. They're your business and community leaders, teachers, and healthcare professionals. In fact, Lyon has an average medical school acceptance rate more than twice the national average. For more information, visit lyon.edu. Lyon College, a better world, starting in Arkansas.
Touchdown! Classic Hits 101.7, the voice of Mountain Home Bomber football.
And like that, the Bombers have momentum again with 5:13 left in the second quarter. Bombers now on the board, 7-28. Greenwood with the lead. Ball's teed up. It's going to be kicked long down the left-hand side. Greenwood's going to field it.
There we go.
Before he is met by a whole host of Bombers, that's going to be L.J. Robbins again on the return.
L.J. Robbins on the return
25.
Ball spotted at the 26. Come on! And the Bulldogs will start.
And looks like Kane Archer's now out of the game. Quarterback number 12, Cooper Goodwin. Goodwin back in the gun. He takes the snaps, going to hand off to Davis again around the right-hand side. Davis is going to get past the first down marker before he's brought down by three Bombers.
First down.
Stop by Brad's Home Entertainment today and check out the complete line of Traeger Wood Fire Pellet Grills exclusively at Brad's Home Entertainment.
Good one again. Takes a snap. He fires and overshots. And yeah, that's what they're going to be. So right there, Barrett Miller coming to play defense, and he's hit in the back by Isaiah Arrington. And then the ref's going to throw a flag on. It's going to be a penalty on Greenwood. That's probably going to be a – I would assume a 15-yarder, but let's see what they call.
Or 14, depending.
14, depends on how they're spotting it. Yep, it is going to be against Greenwood.
Personal foul against the Bulldogs.
Yep. And that was kind of a dirty hit there.
Yeah, there was no doubt about that.
Yeah, but Barrett Miller played it, kept his cool.
And that
did
and
exactly what
you
coach him to do right out there, yep. He could have come up pretty fired up for that. That was kind of a cheap shot. Bombers back on defense. Long first down here for Greenwood. Ball on the 39. Goodwin takes a snap. He's going to hand off up the middle.
Hand off the Bulldogs number two, Braden Davis.
Braden Davis is going to get just over the 30-yard line.
He's going to bring up 30-yard line, second down.
4:30 left in this second quarter.
Second and 17 for Greenwood. Goodwin, again in the gun, takes a snap. He's going to hand off again to number two up the middle. He's going to maybe get back to the original line of scrimmage before a flag flies. Again, you got to assume that's holding right there. But we'll wait to see what the white hat officially makes the call.
Rob Coleman and his team at American Safeguard Insurance are proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. Call American Safeguard Insurance for all your insurance needs.
Bombers are going to elect to wave off the penalty there. And I'm not sure why the ref's trying to move the ball, but he did. We're going to wave it off to bring up third down. It's going to be third and 11. Good one to get back to the back of the guns. Got three receivers split out left. He takes a snap in the pocket. He's scrambled. He's rushed. Dover's chasing him. And therefore, he has to throw it out of bounds. And Bombers force a fourth down. But another flag flies on the play. We'll see what the white hat marks this one at.
United Country Realty, proudly supporting the Bombers and serving the Ozarks. The team at United Country Realty want to help you list or sell your property today.
And this one's going to go against the Bombers. I believe they called encroachment. I couldn't quite see.
Penalty against the Bombers. It's still
third and five for Greenwood. Good one again, back in the gun. He's alone back there this time. Takes a snap. He's going to fire quickly across the middle. It'll be completed to number 11. He's being pursued. Makes one man miss. He's heading to the pylon. A flag flies as he dives over the pylon.
Flags everywhere.
A lot happened on that place, folks. Poor L.J. Robbins tried to jump into the pylon. Flags fly. We'll wait again to see what the call is.
United Country Realty, proudly supporting the Bombers and serving the Ozarks, the team at United Country Realty want to help you list or sell your property today.
Be interesting to see what they call here. They do such a good job just getting that ball out and let those receivers scramble around, just get up the field. We've had a little bit of difficulty. I'm wondering if there isn't multiple – I mean, there's got to be multiple penalties.
Right.
Just given the – I count at least two flags.
Yep.
You see any more out there?
Yeah, no, I've got the two. Got one right about the 44 and then one further down closer around the 12 or 15.
And all the referees are huddled up talking about it. We'll see what the call is here. Offsetting.
Unfortunately, my conduct against the Bulldogs. Sideline warning against the Bulldogs.
So unsportsmanlike conduct against the Bulldogs and a sideline warning against the Bulldogs, and that's going to back them up. Bob, my math skills aren't so great. I don't know that I can do the math on that one.
No, I'm not exactly sure. Well, and we don't know exactly sure how far they're going to back them up because we don't seem to know till they do back them up.
Right. Quick shout out to our chain gang over there. I believe that we have the best chain gang in the state. Those guys always working hard. And we're looking to see where they're going to end up spotting this one.
We were third and seven. I'm not sure they're still trying to figure out the math on this one.
Well, it's glad to know I'm not the only one. If Coleman was here, Coleman would have the math done.
He'd
know. But we're missing Brad tonight. Shout out. He's listening.
No doubt.
He's out in Louisville tonight listening.
There we go. Now we're stepping.
All right. Let's see where they're going to spot it. 3:57 left here in the second quarter. Bombers trailing Greenwood 7-28. And Greenwood's going to take a timeout. We're going to take it with them. You're listening to Bomber Football right here on Classic Hits 101.7 and streaming live on Bomber Sports Network.
Discover the refreshing difference at Baxter Real Estate Company. While they welcome new faces, their agents are seasoned experts in the realm of real estate, particularly the captivating Twin Lakes area. With a treasure trove of knowledge and years of experience under their belts, their team offers unrivaled guidance to fulfill your property dreams. The area is experiencing a rise in listing inventory. Whether buying or selling, trust their experts to navigate the market with finesse. Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors to help you find that perfect property.
We all have our traditions, from Friday night lights to Saturday morning hunts. These are the traditions we pass down to the next generation. Now, we might have hung up our cleats a long time ago, but come tomorrow morning, we can still put on our camo and hunter orange, because some traditions last a lifetime. Get your hunting license and enjoy a season of memories, both on the field and in the woods. This message is brought to you by the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission. Hunt natural.
Streaming live at KTLO.com, KCTT Yellville, Mountain Home. This is Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
You're back at Bomber Stadium, 3:57 left in the second quarter. Bombers trailing. Goodwin takes his snap. Going to go around the left-hand side before he's brought down by Miller. And they're going to be shy, very shy of the chains there. It's going to bring up fourth down and about 7 yards, and Greenwood's going to bring on the punt team.
Tell you, we definitely support, appreciate the support we're getting, though, from folks texting in, messaging in, everything like that. A Mountain Home Bomber, Emily Reed, giving us a shout.
Thanks, Emily. We appreciate all the support out there. Greenwood back to punt. Miller back to receive for the Bombers. Got to think the Bombers will pin their ears back and try to go get this one. Bomber, he punts a high spiral.
It's one of his
Miller's going to let it go, and it's going to roll just past the 20. Yeah. And that's where the Bombers will take over, forcing the punt there with a little help from the refs. And Bombers could be looking to put more points on the board. Now, interesting change of things here, Bob.
Right.
Starting quarterback Kane Archer has left the game.
Right.
I got a text that it might potentially be an injury, but we don't want anybody to get hurt. But that has brought up their backup quarterback, and we have not seen as much fire from this offense since they've made the substitution.
That's right. It's time for the Bombers. They've still got time to put points on the board. 3 minutes left in this quarter.
Yates brings his squad on the field, back in the guns. Got three receivers spread out left. Yates takes the bat. He's got pressure before he fires one down the sideline, and it is going to be picked off. And they're going to throw a flag on Jet. Not sure what they're throwing.
I'm not sure why they're throwing it either.
I don't know. Let's see what the white hat says. It's on right there.
Looked to me like he just locked his tackle. It wasn't anything that was.
Yeah. We'll wait to see here what the white hat calls. You got to assume that might be pass interference on the Bombers. And it's going to be a face mask on the Bombers.
Face mask penalty against the Bombers.
They have a better vantage point down there. I'm looking on the instant replay. And as he goes to get up, it looks like
he put his hand down
by
his
looks
helmet.
Like his hand might have got caught in the face mask.
Yep.
As he was getting up, and that's what the referee called. Sometimes it happens when you're tangling up for the ball there. Your hands get caught up. And oh, he fumbles the snap before Dover latches onto him and brings him down. Bobbled snap there, and Goodwin's going to lose his helmet before another flag flies. And I assume it'll have something to do with Goodwin's helmet coming off. Now, Goodwin is their second-string quarterback. He's going to have to come off the field for a play.
He's got to come off the field
for a play. Well, I think they have the ability to wave that off. It is going to be a personal foul against the Bombers.
See, and that had me there because I thought they had to be off for one full play once they lost their helmet.
That is how I understood the rule, too, but on a personal foul like that.
First choice is always the best choice when it comes to personal home care for your loved ones. We are proud to partner with the communities we serve to support local athletics and families. Thanks, First Choice Home Care.
Good one remains in there. More flags fly. And that's going to be on Greenwood. Too many men on the field. That's going to back them back up and give the defense a little help. Five-yard penalty is going to bring up first and 15 here for Greenwood. Good one takes a snap. He's going to hand off again on the right-hand side there. Running back. LJ Robbins going to get just shy of the first down.
Family owned and three generations strong, your bumper to bumper specialist, Harold Tucker Auto Parts.
LJ will make it just shy of the 25, just shy of the first down. Good one again, takes the snap, hands off again to LJ around the right hand side. LJ scrambling before he gets slung down by number five, Barrett Miller.
Brought down by Bombers, number 40, Justin Arua.
And Miller made him pay for it. He cut back trying to find some fill on the left-hand side here, and Miller slung him down. Greenwood again at the line of scrimmage. Goodwin back in the gun. Three receivers split out left. He takes a snap. He's going to hand off up the middle. This time it's going to be to number two, Braden Davis. Davis is going to get about 4 yards on the carry before he's brought down by the Bombers.
1:35 on the clock.
Second down.
Again, quickly back to the line of scrimmage. Goodwin takes the snap, hands off, this time around the left-hand side. Again
number
to
nine.
Davis. Davis is going to get smashed.
Davis. And 2 yards on the play. Bomber Nation get loud. It's third down.
And a big third down here for the Bombers. Third and four.
Penalty marker on the field.
There's a penalty flag, but it looks like we're waiting to see what the call is. It looks like there's going to be a timeout with Mount Home. We're going to take it with them. You're listening to Classic Hits 101.7, streaming live on Bonner Sports Network.
$1.2 billion. Imagine what you could do with that much money. Well, thanks to the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery, you don't have to imagine, because we can tell you exactly what's possible. You can fund more than 720,000 scholarships for Arkansas students. Scholarships that have educated teachers, nurses, engineers, welders, computer coders, and more, changing their lives and reshaping their communities in the process. So keep playing, Arkansas, and together we can imagine what happens next.
Your best life begins with your healthiest life. At Baptist Health, you'll find the comprehensive care you need for every person in your family. From pediatrics to primary care to women's health, we're equipped to partner with you in every phase of your wellness journey. You'll also find Baptist Health locations and clinics across the state, ensuring we're always there for you, when and where you need us. Learn more about the state's most trusted name in healthcare, locate a clinic, find a provider, and more at baptist-health.com.
Mountain Home Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7 and streaming live at KTLO.com.
You're back at Bomber Stadium. Third down here for Greenwood. Greenwood fires the left-hand side. He found a man, number 11. That's going to be LJ Robbins again. And Robbins is going to find the end zone on a quick little pass there. That's kind of what they've had success with all night. But they've had to do it now behind backup quarterback. Again, number 12, Cooper Goodwin. And according to our, I don't know how reliable our source is, but
fans
according
the
to the fans in the stands and Greenwood's TV, Archer's out with a dislocated shoulder. So we'll see if we can find out more about that. Kick is up and good. We'll be back at 57 seconds left in the second quarter. You're listening to Bomber Football.
Don't let an injury keep you on the bench. Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic is here to help you get back in the game. Board-certified orthopedic surgeon Dr. Wynn Moore and his staff provide compassionate care for athletes of all ages. Integrating high-quality, compassionate care with innovative treatment and years of expertise, Dr. Moore will help you get back in the game. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 870-424-4710 or visit baxterhealth.org.
Go Bombers!
Driven by our mission to deliver power you can count on, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas go to work every single day on the X's and O's of delivering reliable and affordable electricity to our home field, Arkansas. With over 2,000 employees on our team, our game plan begins and ends with their dedication across our 17 electric distribution cooperatives that cover more than 60% of Arkansas. They are our most valuable players. The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, the power to deliver, the drive to win.
You're back at Bomber Stadium. Greenwood tees it up. They're going to try an onside kick. There's nobody over there, and it looks like it rolls out of bounds, and they will get a flag. And it kicks out of bounds there. That is an automatic penalty. So that not working out. Greenwood just about caught the Bombers on their heels there, not ready for the onside kick. There's nobody over there, so the kicker just pooched it over to the right-hand side where nobody was, and they chased after it. But they're going to wave the flag off there, and they're going to spot the ball for Greenwood. The Greenwood 41.
Specializing in all types of excavation projects, give Lindsay Excavation a call where pride still matters.
There is some confusion. And everybody's kind of looking around, trying to figure out what's going on.
A Touchstone Energy Cooperative is proud to cheer on the Mountain Home Bombers. That's North Arkansas Electric Cooperative.
All right. The White Hat's going to come in and clear things up. They are going to give Mountain Home. They're going to give Mountain Home the football, as they should. There we go. Now they got it all straightened out. Bombers first and 10 from their own 36. Yates takes a snap. He's going to hand off up the middle. I think that's going to be Hubbard. Hubbard's going to get yards after contact. He's going to make it about 4 yards before they bring him down.
Second down.
Second down. 42 seconds. Clock's ticking here in the end of the second quarter. Bombers trail 7:35. They're quick back to the line of scrimmage. Yates has the call. Takes the snap. In the pocket. It's going to fire around the left-hand side. It's going to be completed. Got an 8-yard pass there. The Jets going to pull that one down just shy of the first down. Bombers quick back to the line of scrimmage. 13 seconds. The clock's ticking. Yates to the line trying to get a quick snap. He takes it. He's going to hand off to Hubbard around the left-hand side. Hubbard breaks one man, runs over another. He's going to make it just about the 45-yard line with 2 seconds left before he runs out of bounds. That's going to bring up a first down for the Bombers.
Timeout.
Bombers going to take a timeout. We'll take it with them. We'll be right back. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7 and streaming live on Bomber Sports Network.
Your business is up against a lot of things these days. Inflation cost, workforce issues, federal overreach. The list of things keeping you up at night keeps getting longer. The Arkansas State Chamber, Associated Industries of Arkansas, is here to help. We are constantly working to improve the business climate and make Arkansas as competitive as possible. The Arkansas State Chamber, Associated Industries of Arkansas, works tirelessly for your business so you can rest easy. Join us today.
Your home for Mountain Home Bomber Football. It's Classic Hits 101.7.
Welcome back to Bomber Stadium. Yates and the offense comes. to the line of scrimmage. He's got three receivers and a bunch on the right-hand side.
Running trips there on the right.
Yates takes a snap. He's going to throw a bomb. Let's see if he has a man. No, he doesn't. It's picked off. That's picked off by number four. Number four, Brady McKay. He's going to make it to the 45-yard line before he's pushed out of bounds. And that's going to bring the end of the second quarter, but unfortunately another flag just flew. So we'll catch you up on where that's going to take off from, I assume, from the kickoff. But it's halftime, so we're going to take a break. You're listening to Bomber Football right here on Classic Hits 101.7.
And on the Bomber.
It's halftime. Stay tuned for the Ozarks team at Century 21 Lee Mack Realty Halftime Show. Coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Is it time to move to a smaller home? Be closer to town? Stop taking care of that big yard? Hi, I'm John Shaw with the Ozarks team at Century 21 Lee Mack Realty. And this is my partner, Heather Hendricks.
We understand and we can help. You need to find a new home while you sell the one that's too big.
We've helped hundreds of our friends, and we can help you.
Contact us, the Ozarks team, at enjoytheozarks.com.
The Ozarks team, Century 21 Lee Mack Realty, 1024 Highway 62B East in Mountain Home, Arkansas.
Okay. Welcome back to Bomber Stadium, folks. A little change of events here. They're making the players come back on the field. Looks like the penalty is going to require them to another down. White Hat's coming over to talk to Ari right now, trying to figure out what's going on. But they have made all the players come back on the sidelines. They had already went off the field for halftime.
Now they're going back again.
Whatever it is, Greenwood disagrees. They're going to go back off the field. And we're going to assume that that's how it's going to be. We'll go back to halftime. You're listening to Bomber Sports right here on Classic Hits 101.7 and streaming live on Bomber Sports Network.
It's halftime. Stay tuned for the Ozarks team at Century 21 Lee Mack Realty Halftime Show. Coming up next on Classic Hits 101.7.
Is it time to move to a smaller home? Be closer to town? Stop taking care of that big yard? Hi, I'm John Shaw with the Ozarks team at Century 21 Lee Mack Realty. And this is my partner, Heather Hendricks.
We understand and we can help. You need to find a new home while you sell the one that's too big.
We've helped hundreds of our friends, and we can help you.
Contact us, the Ozarks team, at enjoytheozarks.com.
The Ozarks team, Century 21 Lee Mack Realty, 1024 Highway 62B East in Mountain Home, Arkansas.
Are you building a new house, not sure where the property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They're a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 1029 Highway 201 North of Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life. Visit strider.consulting to see their full list of services and request your quote today. Strider Consulting is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers Athletics. Strider Consulting, engineering our future.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Visit American Safeguard Insurance of Mountain Home on the corner of Highway 62 and Cardinal. Insurance made simple.
I'm Rex Nelson. People travel to Arkansas to experience its natural beauty. We even market ourselves as the natural state. Our landscapes not only make this state exciting to visit, but a wonderful place to live, not to mention the positive impact tourism has on our economy. It's our responsibility to keep our environment litter-free. Let's do our part to keep it beautiful. Visit KeepArkansasBeautiful.com to get involved.
This message brought to you by this station, the Arkansas Broadcasters Association, and the Keep Arkansas Beautiful Commission.